There's only one way we'll see the face of God, and that's if we expose that part of our lives that's trying to keep us from seeing it. Expose means to reveal, to set free, to make evident, to show forth. God is trying to expose some things in our lives so that he can bring us closer to him. There are things in our lives that become roadblocks that keep us from moving into the realm that God has already predestinated that we move into. There are things, we have character flaws and emotional problems and things that separate us from the very praise and the worship of God. As I was praying about what scriptures the Lord would have me to use, it must have been early this morning, I had a vision, and I saw Jesus stopping at the well to talk to the woman at the well. That's in John, the 4th chapter, and the 14th verse. John 4 and 14. I know what it is to be exposed. Amen. And we look at it so many different ways. We look at it as persecution, as affliction, but it's not. It's God trying to bring us into a statue or a place that he has already ordained for us. We stop our blessing. We stop ourselves from entering through his gates with praise. And with thanksgiving.
Come on now.
So God is trying to bring forth a church that is in the middle of a church that dares to believe God for the impossible. But you can't believe if there are things in your life separating you from it. Was it last year I was going through all that stuff? And it was hard, but I got me into it. I couldn't blame the devil. I couldn't blame my wife. I couldn't blame none of you. I had to accept responsibility that I got myself there, Brother Andy. So I couldn't get myself out. You know how you ever dug yourself a hole? You ever lied to your mama and she knew you was lying? And in order to get out of it, you told another lie? And the hole kept widening and getting deeper all the time, and she kept standing there looking at you. Because she saw the earth opening up under you. And she figured sooner or later you was going to have to reach up and call for help.
Yeah.
And when you call for help, she was going to let you have it.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm first tell you, I dug a hole. And I had to trust God. But there was something in me that was trying to tell me, you did this to yourself. He ain't going to help you. And I keep quoting scripture. The Lord said he'll never forsake me. But my flesh said, yeah, that you just them just words, bro. I got you right where I want you. Defeated, broken, despondent, hurt, discouraged, full of contempt, judgmental of your own self. I got you. I said, but bro, you're going to have to let me go. And how you make him let you go? By pressing your way in. Look at this. Let's read a little some of the story. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give. Let's look at 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The word springing up, it means a source or supply. When it springs up, it means that it's going to bring forth that which you have need of. It's like, it reminds me of, it's jumping and leaping. It reminds me of when John the Baptist's mother met Mary, Jesus' mother, for the first time. And John jumped in her womb because of the anointing. Well, there's flesh that's in us that's jumping because of the anointing of God that's in our lives. But we have to let it go. We have to separate ourselves from it. Now, you will never stop being who you are, but you can stop living the way it wants you to live. But can't nobody make you? It's everlasting life or perpetual life.
Yeah.
Jesus said to her, go, here we go. Go, call thy husband and come hither. Well, the woman answered, said, I have no husband. The word answer is translated in the Greek. the conclusion for oneself. She had concluded in herself or made up in her own mind that she didn't have no husband. Right. We make up in our own minds that we're okay. It's all right. God said he'll forgive me 7 times 7. But then Paul also wrote in the book of Hebrews, for there is no more. No, y'all missing it. No more. No, for there is no more forgiveness for those that know to do good and doeth it not. Yeah, I got y'all jumping this morning, don't I? Amen. So here this woman is standing by the well. Here comes Jesus. However, don't nobody really know what he looked like. We see all these different stories, but she had concluded in herself that she was just fine. She said, Jesus said to her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had, look at your neighbor and say, exposed. Was she exposed? Yeah, you did well. That was good that you said you didn't have one because you got 5. And the one you with, I'm paraphrasing, he not yours. God will pull the wraps off of you. That's me. I know. He will let you show yourself up.
Amen.
Why? God is exposing us because there's something he wants to do with our lives. He can't fulfill the power of God in our lives as long as we have emotional unstable. Hatred, jealousy, envy, strife, conflict. Well, bad in nature. Yeah. This reminds me of when Jesus told them they were hypocrites. Folks love to call you church people hypocrites. You're just a hypocrite. But that's because they don't even know what it means. They call you a hypocrite just because they don't like you. Or they make themselves feel good. But a hypocrite is someone that hides behind a mask. They're living, but they're hiding behind a mask because they're living two different lifestyles. So it means a pretender, a person that hides behind a mask. God telling us, I'm finna expose you. You finna stop playing. If you want to do this work, you're going to do the work of God.
Come on now. Man. Come on now.
Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it.
Amen. Amen.
These are the end days. You have to make up your mind now that you're going to do what God has called you to do. Amen. And a lot of times, the only way he can do that, why do you think he said, think it not strange the fiery trials that you're subjected to? Because God is turning up the fire on his people. Either you're going to get all the way in, or you're going to get all the way out. Because if you lukewarm,
come on now,
he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Well, we teach that. That's going to happen when you get to heaven. He's talking about now.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody say glory.
Glory. Glory.
The woman said unto him, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship. The word worship means a physical act of lowering oneself in a humble submission with the attitude of respect. Meaning that she really doesn't know what worship means. It's just something that she heard from others. Worship in these mountains. Look at the word mountain. It means as lifting up something above the plane or to rise or to rear up. What is it saying? When she's talking about mountain, you have to look at things in the supernatural and the spiritual. She's talking about something that has erected itself higher than God. And whether you realize it or not, when you count on your feelings and on your emotions and on your character and on your nature, you put yourself on a pinnacle above God.
Yeah.
When you do that, God will expose you because he will have no other God.
Come on now.
Before himself.
Amen.
I'm telling you about some stuff I've been through. Our fathers worshiped in these mountains, and they say, and that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Place, speaking of condition or opportunity, Jerusalem is a spiritual place in your mind and in your spirit that you ought to worship. Because if you go down to the 23rd verse, Jesus begins to explain to her why he's exposing her. He's not exposing her to make her feel bad or look bad, Brother Tony, but he's exposing her so that she can make changes in her lifestyle.
Nice.
My God.
I know all about it, Jesus.
Preach it.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true or the real worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh or desires such to worship him. Well, there go the covers. God will expose you and show your feet and show your hands and show your mind. He will reveal to you first that your walk ain't right.
Come on now.
He'll reveal to you second that your works are dirty. And he'll reveal to you first that your mind is burnt and seared by your own flesh. The old man has determined that he has the victory over us. Why? Because we're so concerned about what's going on around us, we're not looking in the mirror to see what's going on in us. When you don't pay attention to what's going on in you, you find yourself doing things that are out of your character, that remove you from where you need to be in God. So God has the ability, or he decides, and Sister Nancy, it's time for me to expose it.
Yeah. Come on now.
Amen.
I found out how he exposes you. He will turn you over to yourself.
Yeah.
Can't nobody expose you like you.
Amen.
They got an old saying, what's done in the dark, you know why it comes to the light? Because you gonna bring it to the light. Reason is because the old man, the fleshly man, gets so exalted on what he think he getting away with that he gets careless and he don't care. And when you least expect it, the old man stands up and goes, all right, got you. And then now you've got to deal with feeling bad. You miss God. You got to start all over. Jesus pulled the covers off this woman, but it changed her life. He said, the reason I'm exposing you is because the hour is now here. That if you're going to worship me, not as your fathers, but the way you need to worship me, you've got to do it in spirit. And you got to do it in truth. You got to do it by the power of God, the Spirit of God in you, and through the word that you stand on. For the Father seeketh or desire those that would resist their own flesh and desire to do the will of God. Because God is a spirit, so you cannot serve him in your flesh. We're trying to serve God in our flesh and wonder why God don't hear us.
Come on now.
Because he is spirit. And if you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Go over to 28. This is what she got out of it. Now, he exposed her, but it didn't kill her. It didn't destroy her. It gave her understanding and knowledge that now it was something she had to do for herself. 28 says, the woman then left her water pot. The word her is self. She left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men. She left her receptacle. Because the water that was in the receptacle wasn't the water she needed to cleanse herself. Sometimes you got to leave self on the back burner. I found out the old man in me don't mean me no good. How can he mean me good when he hate God? Come see or perceive a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She said, told me all things that ever I did. Well, we know Scripture doesn't tell us that he went way back into her life. He only dealt with the circumstance where she was. And that was at the time that she had five husbands instead of the one that she said she didn't have. So what he did, he pulled the covers and made her realize that you can't live like this. She didn't get disappointed, but she realized that it was time to do something different. So when she said, which told me all things, Jesus will deal with you in the point of where you are.
Amen.
You got to deal with your past. But then you don't really. Because the Bible says, forgetting those things which are
behind,
and those things which are, and pressing toward those things which are, you have to make up your mind. Go to the book of Acts. We're moving now. Acts, the 9th chapter. 2 verses. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much knowledge you got. You might be able to call fire down from heaven. But if your heart ain't right, God gonna expose you. Because see, God is tired of people making other people miserable. Especially when you do it in the name of the Lord. Look where Paul was. Just 2 verses about this in Acts. We dealt with this a few weeks ago. Paul was this great scholar. There was nothing from Genesis to where he was that he did not know. All knowledge he has ascertained and knew how to break it down. But he only knew how to break it down in himself. He didn't have the spiritual aspect of what God wanted him to have. But here he is, he says, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou... What does it say? I am Jesus, whom thou...
Persecuted.
God just did what? Pulled the cover off his mess. He exposed him. How did he expose him? He exposed him in a way where he showed him the error of his ways by letting him know what you've been doing is not right. God will expose you right where you are. And you know what I like about the way God does things? He'll expose you to yourself first. If that don't do the job, he'll pull the covers off of you openly. Look at all the stuff going on around the world in our churches. He ain't gonna have it. I don't care where you are, who you are, how much money you got, how great your preaching is, how much understanding and knowledge you have. God does not care. He is in the business now of exposing those that are not worshiping him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And you can't be worshiping in spirit and in truth if he got to expose you. Jesus, whom thou persecuted, it is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he trembled and started and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? See what he got out of that? Don't wait till God expose you the second time. He already knew the first time that he was in the wrong. But he did it anyway because he allowed himself to propel him into what he thought, convinced himself, as the lady at the well did, that he was all right.
Yeah.
But the moment Jesus told him, You're giving me the blues, Paul. It's got to stop. Well, Lord, now that you done opened me up, what is it you want me to do?
Right.
He had to see himself for who he was. The problem with saints, we don't see ourselves for who we are.
Amen.
Go to Romans. I'm closing. Romans 7:23. Look at somebody to your other side and say, exposed. What that led to was the fact that he realized what God was exposing him to. The man of God said, Pastor Keys, but I see. I don't see it naturally, but I perceive supernaturally that something else is moving and operating in my members. Meaning something else is controlling my walk, my talk, my works. Yeah. Something else controlling my thinking, my heart feelings, my emotions and things. Something else is trying to control it. Even though I don't want to control it, it still does.
Yeah.
You know what? I listen to a lot of teaching about Adam. Folks cut him short.
Yeah, very short.
They think he was the greatest guy.
Yeah.
He was just the greatest man that God ever created.
That's all.
He was great in his own mind.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're born into this world. When we start to get a control of who we are, we become great in our own mind. Or we go by the way of Cain, killing our brothers. Okay, I'm almost finished. Seriously. I see something other, something different in my members attacking against the law of my mind. It's attacking. It's attacking the Spirit of God in me. It's not just laying dormant, but it's fighting against me. That's why he wrote the scriptures, for the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Because you are in a battle. You want to hear something that's unfortunate? Most saints are losing the battle.
Amen.
Because we're looking at the battle to be from without, and it's within. There's a battle going on in us for the supremacy of who we're going to serve. We already know the Bible says God will have no other God before himself, and you can't serve two masters. Well, we're in this battle. He said, God exposed me on the road of Damascus. And now, since he exposed me, I'm not giving up. Now I'm going to expose the person who got me in that predicament in the first place. I found that there's somebody living on the inside of me that's attacking everything that is about God.
Come on now.
Attacking my thoughts. That's why I wrote the scripture, cast down every imagination that would exalt itself against or above the word of God. What it does, it brings me into captivity. It holds me captive to it. How does it hold you captive to it? It holds you captive because now it's controlling your nature and your character, which is supposed to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Instead, you're going along with what you feel and what you see. God revealed this to him. He said, it's in my members. It's a part of who I am. He said, it's like the same blood of Jesus that's flowing through my veins. This same blood is flowing through my veins. Meaning, this same character nature is flowing in my life as Jesus is. Who are you going to turn to? So then he says, so then with the mind, or to entertain, or to have an opinion, to be interest oneself, or to set your affections on. So with my mind, my intellect, my understanding, I myself serve the law of God. How's he doing that? Because he's bringing everything under subjection to the word that's in his life.
Amen.
You better hear God. If he exposed you in the dark, you better make some changes before he exposed you in the light.
Amen. Amen.
See, if he have to expose you in the light, then everybody gonna see it. And you know what saints love to see? Mess. Drama. Situations. They like it. We're not supposed to, because we're saints. But as long as I'm watching Brother Tony's mess, my mess don't seem that bad.
Right.
When in actuality, my mess is worse than his, because I'm looking at him for the wrong reason.
Man.
But God is in the exposing business. He's turning it into a business, because he's going to have a church that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. And you can't do it if you're living in your flesh.
Amen.
With my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Or the principles of God and the law of sin, the principles of the old man or the old nature. I don't want to. When I want to do good, evil always there. He don't never leave me, Brother Little John. I can't get in the shower without this joker. I'm enjoying the best meal of my night, my life. What do I get? Indigestion.
That's right. Amen.
Because he's with you all the time.
Yes.
Separating you at all. That is God.
We have to make
my children, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. In process of doing this, you will reveal to yourself that it's by faith that you live. You don't live according to the old man or the character that is in you, but you live by the power of God that is manifesting in your life. I will say unto you, turn ye from your wicked ways, those ways that apprehend your thoughts and your mind and your soul and separate you from your praise and your worship in me. Separate yourself from that which would destroy everything that I have begun a process in your life. I will call upon you, my people, to understand that as the war grows stronger and stronger, my people shall get stronger, because their understanding and their knowledge shall increase in the things that I have placed within your spirit. Therefore, lift me up in the midst of all your aggravation, your struggles, and your trials, and your situations, and focus on who I am, that I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am the great I am, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. I am your Jehovah Jireh. Whatever it is that you have need of for that particular time, I shall reveal myself as such. But when I come unto you, my children, and I reveal unto you these changes you must make, you make these changes, because if you make these changes, shall the blessing of God fulfill you in your life. For your job is to fulfill ye all of my word in your life, that I might show forth my glory and my presence in the earth through a people that were once lost, but now have been made whole because of the life that I have implanted within them. Therefore, my children, look not to the left or the right. Be not disturbed or discouraged concerning the fiery trials that you go through, but lift your eyes up from which cometh your help, knowing that your help is coming from me, my children, and you shall overcome every obstacle. You shall stand up against every trial. You shall come through every storm with victory, saith God.
All right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
If you take notes, I'm going to read you something. I'm closing with this. The mind. Now remember, God is exposing our thoughts. He's exposing our character. He's exposing our nature so that we can make a transformation and become what he called us to be. The mind, the new nature. Listen, we read this to you all the time. This is the experience of everyone who is the subject of the grace of God. That's you. And has received the gift of the new nature as the sign of God's justification. That's you. Not the experience of one man in two successive stages, but the coexistence. How many heard that? The coexistence, meaning they're living together. This old man who is a person and the new man who is a person of the two experiences in the one man at the same time. That's why he said in the fifth verse, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. But to be carnally minded is death. The word death there is translated deadly. But to be spiritually minded, it is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, which is the inclination or the purpose of the old man, is to hate God. And to take you with it. Everybody stand.